Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, February 21st, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. In part two today, we're speaking with our great friends from the Tri-City Curling Club. We've got Mitch Wayne with us. Mitch, thanks for being here.
Yep, thanks, James, for having us.
And we have Dean Burso with us as well. Dean, thanks for being here.
Yep, thanks.
Appreciate the time, you guys. And I want to send a shout out to Pam Hilke and the amazing timing she has, because this weekend is Curling is Cool Day on this Sunday and everything. So that just worked out perfectly having you guys in at this time. And I do want to talk about why curling is cool and why it has been cool in this area for quite some time. I want to get into the history of curling before we get into the 66th Men's Invitational Bonspiel. Am I saying that right, Bonspiel?
Correct.
Excellent. Before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about the history. And there is a long history of curling in this area, Mitch.
Yeah. So our club originally started in 1956 in a club in Port Edwards. And that's kind of where the name, the Tri-City Curling Club, instead of just a Wisconsin Rapids Curling Club. We were actually on the mill site of the former paper mill down there. And then in 1976, they were doing some expansion. So they moved the club to the current location on Hurley Street.
Okay.
And it's also, if you're driving by, you see a sign that says historical marker. And there's a dam right there. So that's been our current location. We've curled there since 1976. What's interesting is our rocks or stones that we use, we bought them used when we started curling in 1956. So those are the original stones.
Wow. Oh, that is cool. That is interesting. When it comes to the area being supportive of curling, this is something that it was kind of a grassroots thing. It was something that people really saw, hey, we like this, we want to do this, and that's a lot of where this started.
Yeah, and Wisconsin's got the largest contingency of curlers in the United States. And this area all have curling clubs: Stevens Point, Marshfield, Waupaca, Wausau, Medford. And then there's another big pocket down by the Portage area, Arlington and Poinette and Lodi. So there's a lot of curling in this area.
When it comes to that, and this is, there's no wrong answer here, it's more of an opinion thing, I'd like to ask both of you, why do you think that is? Why do you think curling is popular, has still been so popular? There seems to be a real consistency with the sport, where other sports, they come and go, or they fade, or whatever. Curling seems to have quite a consistency, and I say this as the son of a hockey player, and growing up around that. And for those that don't know, there is a bit of a crossover here with hockey and curling, and a lot of former hockey players loving to go into curling, or a lot of I know my dad had a couple of teammates that took on curling to help with their stick play. So there's a little bit of a crossover there. So I've known about curling my whole life, and I've always thought it was kind of an interesting sport. But I didn't know until we moved up here that how popular it was here and everything. And that was 30 some years ago. It's still just as popular. It still kind of maintained that same steadiness. Why do you think that is, you guys? And I'll start with you, Mitch.
Well, I think there's just not a lot of activities in the wintertime that you can partake in. And, you know, having the ice, and I'm sure originally it started with people with just using a natural cold weather to freeze the ice. And then it progressed to having refrigerated plants that would do the cooling.
Yeah. Dean, do you have a thought on that?
Well, I would say the biggest thing is in the winter, especially now when the snow seems to be very little, it's one of the big good things to do, and it doesn't take any wear and tear on your body, really. So anybody can do it. We got a curler who's 88 years old who uses a stick, so, you know, it's lifetime sport.
Yeah. Boy, you hit it right there. That's a great sentence right there, lifetime sport. I think that there's something a lot about that. A lot of us start out, young in life, and we could take bowling leagues. And here we are in our late 70s or 80s, and we're still bowling. Curling seems to have a lot of that, too, to it as well, which is really unique and very cool about the sport, I think. Sports is such a big industry, and it there's so much pressure and different things associated with sports in general. I love these, I don't like to call them fringe sports, but for lack of a better term, I love these sports where there's the competitiveness, there's still some of that energy that we love about sports. There's also, it seems to focus much more on camaraderie and fellowship and just enjoying being out there and doing an activity.
Yeah, and you'll definitely see our club is more about the camaraderie than the competitiveness. And you know, talking about starting later, Dean didn't start curling till he retired at age 55. So it's not too late to start curling.
It's a great point. It's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. When it comes to the curling season, I don't know if that's common knowledge or not, but for those that may not know and not want to learn and maybe even take up this sport and everything, those listening, how long does the curling season stretch? How long does that go?
So for us, it's November 1st till the end of March. I think a big thing for us, and we notice, if people can be outside walking, golfing, doing other activities, they'd rather be doing that than going into a cold building and curling.
So absolutely, yeah. 100%. Well said, yes. And I think that part of the, to that point, too, and everything, I know a handful of people, and I don't know how common this is, that have enjoyed pickleball, but they really look forward to curling. They have kind of their summer thing, and they're up for exercise, and their winter activity for exercise. And again, the crossover there that is existing, but I think there's a similar thing with that sport, too, where it's, you know, I can finally be outside. I've been stuck indoors for so long. I just want to get out there and just give me something to do. Okay, what's this? I'll learn it, you know? And curling has a bit of a thing with that, where as far as being stuck indoors, doors and wanting to get out and just do something, and and not just something, but something that it not only has exercise and this you know, camaraderie to it and everything, but is fun. That, you know, there's a reason this sport has been around as long as it has and everything. And when it comes to that, I think that the stretch of the season is really unique to people out there listening and knowing that there's a lot of different activities that go on throughout the season.
Yeah, and like one thing I'll talk about is like bowling. We think they have too long of a season. They'll start Labor Day and end at Memorial Day,
yeah.
And it's too long. Ours is just about right. Dean.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, March gets hard because spring break and everybody has the kids and everybody's heading somewhere. So it gets really iffy in March where everybody's looking for subs.
Yeah, right, exactly, I bet. One other thing, a couple other notes I wanted to mention before we get into the Bonspiel was certainly, while we're a bunch of guys talking about this right now, there is no age or sex or anything like that when it comes to this. All are welcome to curling. All are welcome. All can come down and have a good time with this sport.
Yeah, so one thing I want to bring up, last weekend we had a intra-club Bonspiel where we had just our local teams curling. They all curled three games against each other. We had ages 12 to 80. One interesting thing, we had Officer Borkart and his family curled, and his boys had never curled before. They were 12 and 15, and by the end of the weekend, they were doing really well.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to get them back in a youth-type program next year. We're really...
It's got to be a great feeling to see new people come by, but to see kids picking up that broom and getting into it, that's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, he wanted to be the skip, who's the captain on the team, and he was down lining up shots like a putt, and he was kind of laying on the ground, which really you shouldn't be doing, but when kids are having fun out there, we let things slide.
I remember being frustrated when I first learned bowling and they had put the bumpers out there. And I'm like, they ain't using the bumpers. I got to use them. But it's how you learn. It's how you get and grow the sport. And that part I wanted to get to before we got to the Bonspiel and the growing of the sport. And it's part of the reason why we have you guys on. We want to bring up the Tri-City Curling Club and mention it to more and more people out there, just in case there's anybody out there listening that doesn't know about it or maybe have been curious to know more about it. But it's great to have these kids involved in this for a million different reasons, but one of the main ones is certainly us wanting to keep this sport relevant, alive, and keep the membership up about it.
Yeah, and so Dean and I are active participants in our Learn to Curl program. This year it's on Wednesday evenings. We've got kind of two sessions. We run a session from 5 to 6:30, and then another session from 6:30 to 8. The 5 o'clock is more the people that have younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a grandpa and an uncle and four kids that come very regularly. And then we've got another family that also comes. And then we've got 15 to 16 people that curl in the second session.
Mm.
All new curlers. They've been curling now on Wednesday nights all year. And they're all getting good enough. We'll be able to get them into the leagues next year.
Mitch, I apologize. I do my homework for these interviews. I didn't know about this program. If I had, I probably would have signed me and my dad up. My dad and I have actually been talking about this, but I was going to mention this off air to you guys, but my father and had just got hip surgery a couple of years ago, and he's probably about a year removed from it. He's starting to feel a little bit better. Former hockey player, wants to get on ice, knows he can't get on skates. Curling. I mean, there you go. It's sitting right there for you and everything. So we got really excited about it, but he wasn't sure necessarily where to start. There we go. There's a great program right here in town for something like that. That's really cool, Mitch. Are there ways people can find out more about it, sign up for it, et cetera?
Yeah. So you know, we're kind of winding our season down. We've got another three weeks left in that. So next year what we'll do is we'll have some information on our website for next year. What we do is 3 weeks in December, mainly training sessions and practice delivery, practice sweeping, start to learn the rules, and then we turn them loose the rest of the year, and then let them play against each other and keep developing their skills so that when they get to the leagues the following year, they feel comfortable and not overwhelmed.
I'll tell you guys right now, you're going to have a couple of Italians coming down there, and you're going to learn Italian swear words from my father. He's going to have a bit of alert. He'll learn it. He'll enjoy it. He'll have a lot of fun. That's great. Thank you so much for letting us know about that, Mitch. And that website Mitch is referencing, tricitycurling.org. That is tri-citycurling.org. I'll mention that again before we wrap up and how people can find out more about Tri-City Curling. Let's get into this, the 66th Annual Men's Invitational Bonspiel going on February 28th to March 2nd. Before we dive too much into the event, 66th Annual, that is awesome. That is amazing.
Yeah, and I was trying to do the math to make sure that was the right number, and the only time we missed was the COVID year when we had shut down for 1 year. But otherwise, we've held it every year.
What does the event entail for those that haven't heard of it before, or maybe haven't been able to attend before?
Yeah, so we have 16 teams coming from around the state. We've got five teams coming from Green Bay, and we've got Portage, Lodi, Arlington. We've got a home team playing. So it's kind of spread around the state. We'll start on Friday morning at 11 a.m., and we'll go till 10 p.m. Friday night. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're starting at 8 a.m., and games will go to around 4 o'clock. So what we do is all the teams will play three games, and that'll seed them into a certain event. Mm. The third game, if you win, you get to play a fourth game in the finals. So half the teams play a fourth game on Sunday.
Very cool.
So the finals will actually be on 2 o'clock on Sunday. That'll be the four best teams will be playing at the end.
When it comes to how long a match lasts, I think it's called a match, how long it lasts, on average, how long do those usually go for? Again, just for listeners out there, don't know.
We try to keep a game to 2 hours, although you'll see 2 hours and 15 minutes is a little closer. We schedule them at two-hour intervals.
And I would say, too, to audience members that maybe you don't know much about curling or you've seen it on the Olympics a little bit and that's about your experience with it, this that 2 hours flies. This is an exciting sport. It really is. And the intensity with it is fun on this level, and you guys enjoy yourselves and everything. But the pace of this sport is actually pretty quick and moving and quite exciting, actually, which is kind of funny when you consider that how the sport is actually played and how the pace of it. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and like all sports, it's more fun if you're actually playing than watching. And to keep a game done in 2 hours, both teams need to, it's a flow of when the other team throws their shot, the next team's getting ready, the sweepers are getting ready, the skip's getting ready to call, and you need to just keep moving.
Yeah, we made our game last night less than 2 hours, but we really moved.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of these days, just as a quick side note here, I want to bring you guys back after before the new season begins, and we can talk more about it, maybe could do a little recruiting and some of that. One of the things I would love to dive into with you guys is the actual playing of the sport and how that works out and how it is scored and so many of these things, just to spread awareness of the sport and more attention to it. But for now, focusing on the 66th Annual Men's Invitational Bonspiel, this is a full event, you guys, like, because the curling alone would bring people in and be a lot of fun. But you guys are offering also they're going to have dinner, lunch, some snacks down there as well, making sure that people are going to want to stay there all day.
Yeah, and basically the entry fees that they pay include meals and refreshments for the weekend. So we have a team of cooks and kitchen help. You know, and it's like bring potluck. All the members are bringing food down, and then we conclude it with the best meal of the weekend. Saturday night, we cook 100 pounds of prime rib, and it's a pretty good meal.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine people may even show up just for that, let alone it's a good meal. We do want to send a big thank you to everybody making this stuff and working on these things, too. And we know that when it comes to our nonprofits, that you know, individuals like you guys are important and huge part of this, but they don't exist without our volunteers and so many people helping out.
Yes, yeah. We get the whole club helping on an event like this.
Yeah, and a real big thank you to all that, because this is the kind of these are the kind of events that we love to highlight and talk about here at WFHR. We have for so long, but we also just they're so much fun too. I want to remind everybody about that, because there's going to be not only something for you to do all day, but there you got food you're going to be taken care of when it comes to that. Are there anything else going along with the event that we wanted to touch on?
No, just that people are free to come in, stop in, watch some good curling.
If they want to get, do they need the RSVP for this event, or can they get tickets the day of? How do they get tickets?
No, it's free if you want to come and watch.
Right on. Very cool. And as far as the teams playing, teams you mentioned from the area and some are not. How did that work out, reaching out to some of those teams and getting them involved in this? How much do you guys work with other kind of curling organizations in the state?
And basically, it's a word of mouth, and we go to the Bonspiels at their clubs, and then we ask around, and we need most of the people are returning people who have come and had fun. You know, some of these teams all have curled 20, 30 years down at our club. Like a lot of the Green Bay teams, they have one member that used to live in Wisconsin Rapids. And so they now live in Green Bay, and then they grab three friends and, hey, we're going back to my club, my original club. A lot of that how we get people. Yeah.
Word of mouth, you know, it's always going to be the best one.
And they have USA Curling and Wisconsin Curling. It's on their website, on their calendar, too. So if somebody's looking for a Bonspiel.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, this has been great. I appreciate not only the time today, but also helping us spread the word of the sport. Well, before we wrap up, I'm curious, and I think this will be incentive to many people out there that may be on the fence on curling or what have you. What brought you to the sport? You both came to this at different times and everything. So, Mitch, I'll start with you. What brought you to curling?
So it was a workplace. My boss curled, and so did another coworker, and they just said, "You're coming down to the curling club." It was not much of a choice.
Your boss tells you that's a good way to do it. Yeah, that's right. And actually, I might have to take. That's a good idea. Actually, that's great. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And Dean, how did you? Because as Mitch was saying, you came into this a little later.
Yeah, I was always played volleyball in the winter, co-ed and men's, and it was kind of dying. Plus, I was getting old. The ankles were giving out, and I decided, well, I have to do something in the winter. So I thought, I'll try curling because I knew Mitch curled. I knew other curlers, so yeah. I'm going to give it a shot. And lo and behold, I curled. Well, my wife was from Canada, so she curled when she was little, but she hadn't curled for like 30 years.
Right on, yeah. Has she come down at all? Has
she curls.
Oh, cool.
She's going to be the Bonspiel moderator. This is
nice. So shout out to her. That's awesome. And thank you for that, sharing that, you guys, because I guarantee there are listeners out there that have similar stories or similar interest there and could really enjoy themselves and have a fun time with this. And I can't think of a better way, if you have been curious about curling, what a great way to find out. What a great first event coming to this one right here, the 66th Men's Invitational Bonspiel, taking place February 28th through March 2nd. It'll be right over at 131 Hurley Street right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mitch, if people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more about this event or just curling in general, how can they find out? How can they reach it?
Yeah, so the best thing for us is to come down to the club Monday through Thursday. If you come down at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, there's people there. It'll be pretty quiet most nights, and you can talk to someone, watch a little game, and that's the best way to do it. If not, we do have the Curling Club website, Tri-City Curling Club website. We've got an email. You can send me an email. And then also the phone number is, we have a message, and Dean and his wife monitor the messages. So if you call the club, because most of the time people aren't there.
Yeah.
You know, during the day until 6 o'clock, the phone's not going to get answered.
That email you mentioned there, tricitycurlingclub@gmail.com. That's tricitycurlingclub@gmail.com. The website is tri-citycurling.org. You throw this into your search engine, you're going to find it, though. I tested it this morning, and I just threw in there Tri-City Curling, popped up right away. Should be able to find out more information. You can keep up to date on this, and be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on things and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Great conversation today, guys. Thank you very much for the time. Wish you the best with the event. We'll be sending people your way.
Thank you very much, James, for having us.
Thanks, guys. And a big thank you to Pam Hilke and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. Appreciate all of our guests throughout the week. Be listening next week for more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio.